Way back in history along the Nordic coast, that was the sound all the people feared the most. It would echo through the night, up and down the foggy fjord. It was Eric and his bloodthirsty horde. Eric the Awful, the brutal and tenacious. Eric the Awful, the ruthless and courageous. Subtle as a chainsaw, lacking all the social graces. You could run, but you could not hide. Yes, and as the oars of the sleek, fierce Viking ship cut like knives through the fog-shrouded Nordic sea, transporting this wild, marauding band of Viking heathens stealthily towards their unsuspecting, slumbering victims, there he stood on the foredeck, Eric the Awful, the wildest, bloodthirstiest Viking of them all. His mama named him Eric cause she couldn't spell. Ah! He had a hairy head, a hairy face, hairy chest, hairy arms, hairy legs, hairy boots, and a hairy hat, shaped like a big bullet with horns coming out the sides. And once he started after you, he'd never stop. He'd turn to his oarsman and his 37 oared fjord and say, which was Viking for And it was Eric the Awful, the brutal and tenacious. Eric the Awful, mercy sakes, goodness gracious. His appetite for slaughter was simply voracious. You had to speak with your sneakers by your side. Yes, and when the villagers heard that awful battle alarm, that's the one. They would run for their lives, fleeing over hills and through valleys to the river, whereupon they would walk midstream for 37 and one half miles, climbing out on a low-lying branch, shinning down a young sapling onto rocky ground, and leaping from stone to stone, until they arrived 1 week later at a secret cave 297 miles away. And as they sat down for the first time to catch their breath, outside they heard, it was Eric the Awful, the brutal and tenacious. Eric the Awful turned up in the darndest places. Subtle as a chainsaw, lacking all the social graces. You could run, but you could not hide. Oh, and this time they cut south to Paris, bought tickets on the Orient Express to Istanbul, hired a U-Haul to the coast, jumped a Greek freighter across the Mediterranean Sea to Mongolia, hooked up with a camel caravan into the heart of the Gobi Desert. And as they paused at an oasis to lift one handful of cool water to their parched lips, over their shoulder they heard, they fled to Calcutta, the Himalayas, Tokyo, Toronto, Toledo, and hey, Hyla, Georgia. But it was no use. They finally succumbed to a savage plundering and pillaging, followed by a big hickey party on the outskirts of what is now Washington, D.C., where the descendants of Eric can still be found today, working as special agents for the IRS. Yes, it's Eric the Awful, the brutal and tenacious. Eric later amassed a small fortune posing for Molly Hatchet album covers, and did stunt work for Arnold Schwarzenegger and Conan the Barbarian. He also won an Academy Award for his dual role as a train wreck and his tender portrayal of King Kong's daddy. Oh, you might remember the end of that when there wasn't a dry in the house when he married the Empire State Building.